I'm so confused. We sell people these characters?
No, stupid. We get them to invest in them. Exclusive digital characters that they can have on their phones 24/7. It's the future. You can't just sell food to people. You lure your customers in with some good pancakes and french fries, and then you fuck them with some NFTs. That's what we're gonna do. And if you just believe in NFTs, then I believe in NFTs, and then they believe in NFTs, and we make all kinds of fucking money.
A few days before the kickoff of 2022, so a lot of people going to be making some bullshit resolutions, and those will last up until about February or March, and then they'll all be back doing the same thing. 2021 was... a so-so year. Just doing our thing on here. I have a couple episodes I need to go back through, re-listen before I publish them. Probably not even relevant now. But, yeah. We got 2 days left of this year. And then... that's that. It's going to be 2022. And... you know, fuck it. What's the matter what year it is? Anyways, if you haven't checked out on Paramount Plus, the newest member or newest episodes of South Park, they have the post-COVID special and then the post-COVID COVID returns. Two episodes that they've done this year. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Just keep holding it down. They got, I think, sometime in like 2019, Viacom and Comedy Central signed a deal with them for $900 million to keep on making the show. So they're basically like, just doing whatever the fuck they want. No corporate notes from the company. Nothing like that. I know I've been talking about South Park quite a bit, but it's really best show out there. So check out the post-COVID special. It's really good. Also, if you're checking out new podcasts or looking for something else to listen to, check out Sammy the Bull, Our Thing, if you're into mob-related crime stories. If you don't know, Sammy the Bull worked his way up, and he was the underboss to John Gotti. And before that, he was higher up in the organization. Not higher up than an underboss, but he was high up in the organization whenever it was, sorry, Paul Castellone, I believe. But he was a made guy, and it's a really interesting podcast. You know, he flipped and wheeled and dealed and cooperated with the government, got a plea deal or however it works, I don't know. You know, I'm not in that life or anything, but really interesting stories. He's talking about, he was convicted or charged with accessory to 19 murders, 18 or 19 murders that he either did himself, planned, or was the trigger guy himself. And... he talks about the different hits that he did with the mob. He talks about their codes, and it's a really interesting podcast. Check out Sammy the Bull, Our Thing, and that's Sammy the Bull Gravano. He's going over and he's talking about all this this really cool mafia shit. Like, if you've ever watched Goodfellas, or if you ever watched Godfather, or any of that, and he says that the first time that he watched Godfather, it was weird to him because It was like they actually they hit down on some of the mob stuff that wasn't really known. Kind of like they sat down with upper guys and got the story and everything. But yeah, our thing, the dude tells a really cool story on like episode 5, I want to say. And the dude is saying that basically, there was one guy that the family wanted dead, and the dude had like 50 kills on him, and no one could catch him, no one could touch him, and so they end up going to set up a meeting with this guy, and Sammy the Bull acted like he was like a scared, like just a messenger boy, and he set up a meeting, and the dude told him, well, we'll meet up at the country club that I go to. And Sammy said, okay, that's perfect. And Sammy was acting scared. He's drinking water, like he's making his hands shake and everything when he's drinking the water, like just playing it off like he's fucking scared. And then he tells his guys in the van, what I'm gonna do is we're gonna be walking up towards the country club, and I'm gonna stutter step. And once I stutter step, you motherfuckers better pull up in the van with the doors open, and I'm gonna bear hug this guy. And where they toss him into the van. Well, they end up getting this dude who's been untouchable, uncatchable, unkillable, and toss him into the car. And I'm murdering this story, but you got to check out his podcast to hear it the right way that he tells it. But he basically gets this dude in the car, and the dude's sitting there just real calm, and he's tied up and everything, and he's looking at Sammy the Bull, and he goes, "So, you're the punk, huh?" And Sammy just kind of looked back and was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Like, calling me a punk and stuff. And he was like, you're the messenger boy. You're the one who they're sending, you know. And he's just talking shit. And then Sammy kind of turns around and him and this dude start talking. And the dude tells him, hey, jerk off. You're gonna get caught. You know that, right? And Sammy turns around, he's like, the fuck are you talking about? And the guy tells him, you got me back here in the back seat, and the windows are open. There's all these trucks going in and out. One of these trucks are gonna look down, they're gonna see a guy in your back seat tied up, and they're gonna call the cops. You're gonna get caught. Cover the window. And so this dude is tied up in the back of the car, about to go and meet his maker. And he's telling Sammy the Bull, hey, jerk off, they're gonna catch you. You gotta put something over the window. So Sammy does. He has his guys put some shit over the window, and then they're driving around and they're waiting for the sit down to happen, for Sammy to get the word out if this guy is able to walk away or if he's killing him. He ends up having this guy in his car with him for 13 hours. And the way that Sammy the Bull describes it, he says like that he ended up that he wished he didn't have to kill this guy because the love and respect that he had earned for this guy in those 13 hours was just was exactly what a mobster should be. The dude's telling Sammy at one point after the windows are covered, hey, do me a favor. In my coat pocket, in the breast pocket, there's a pill. Will you put one under my tongue? And Sammy's like, "What the fuck is the pill? Like, what the fuck is the pill for?" And the dude tells him, "My chest is really tight right now, and I'm gonna have a heart attack. And I don't want to go out like that. I don't want to go out like. Then everyone's gonna think I'm a bitch. I don't want to go out like a bitch. So, put one of these pills. It's nitroglycerin. Put one of those nitroglycerins under my tongue." And every 5 minutes, if I don't look better, I need you to give me another one. Sammy is just like blown away. This dude is like the life. He is telling Sammy how to do a hit on him. He's telling Sammy, like, I'm having a heart attack. I don't want to go out with a heart attack. I don't want people to think I'm a bitch or a coward. Give me some more of these nitroglycerins in 5 minutes if I'm not better. And Sammy's just like, he's fucking astonished. him and this dude are hanging out, and they're talking about the life. They're just talking about the different people who they would admire growing up and everything. Like, that would be a hell of a podcast to listen to. Samuel Bull and this dude recording their shit for 13 hours in that conversation of what was going on and how that went down. But, Sammy the Bull went and got some food and some coffee. He gave the guy some coffee. They were sitting there, they're talking. And they got cool, and the guy's sitting there, and he told Sammy, it's just them two at this point. He told Sammy the Bull, he said, so Sammy, listen, I got a lot of money, and I got a lot of stuff. And if you let me go, you won't ever have to work a day in your life again. You could leave this, you could go and do whatever the fuck you wanted, and you just let me go, and I'll make you I'll give you whatever you want. And Sammy said, don't do that, dude. Bro, don't do that. And the guy's like, what? I'm just trying to see what, like, if I could save myself. And Sammy said, bro, I have a lot of respect for you right now at this point from us sitting here and having this chat. Don't do that. And the guy said, I know you wouldn't take it. That's why I offered, seeing how far into this life you were. And Capistrofa, or, fuck, I don't remember what phrase he used. Now I know I sound like an idiot. But he's like, I get it, you know, like, nothing, like, you're doing this because it's the life. And they're there alone. His guys are at the meeting waiting to know if they get the orders to kill this guy. And he had it told his guys that if they walk up to the car, that as they're walking past the trunk, he wants to hear a, as they're walking forward. And as they're sitting there for the 13 hours, time's going by, and then they start hearing, like, walking down, like, the pebbles, like it was a gravel road or whatever, and they start hearing the pebbles being kicked around, and they're just sitting there in the car, and Sammy the Bull has a gun in his lap, and they hear the footsteps getting closer and closer, and this guy who's tied up, who is destined to be killed that day, tells Sammy the Bull, if it's a cop, fucking shoot him. Shoot him first. And Sammy's just, like, shocked. He's looking at the dude, and he's like, what the fuck? And they get closer and closer to the door, and you hear Sammy's dudes had forgot to knock. And so they knocked, and it was clear. Like, Sammy almost blew out his guy's fucking brains if he wouldn't have done those two taps. The guy tells Sammy that they got to talk real quick. And he says, yeah, sure, bro. And so Sammy's dude, the one who tapped on the car, told Sammy, like, they needed to talk. Sammy said, sure, bro. And the dude walked away. And Sammy turns to the dude in his car and said, what the fuck, bro? Like, you told me to shoot the cop? And he said, well, I mean, you're going to kill me anyways, or you're probably going to have to kill me, so I at least wanted to see you kill that motherfucker before you killed me. I wanted to see him go out, and you do what you do before you take me out. And Sammy was like, jeez, like, Sammy knew that if he didn't have to do a hit on this guy would be leading the mob family. Like, this guy, through and through, was what a gangster's supposed to be. Like, no amount of money, like, he was, sorry, having problems breathing through my mouth and my nose. But this guy was so intuitive to the life that he told Sammy, just fucking kill the cop before you kill me. Let me watch. I want to see that motherfucker die. I ain't going to jail. I ain't no bitch. And Sammy knew that this dude had everything that it would take to be what we know as John Gotti. To be the leader of all the families. That this dude was it. And he got out of the car and they said, the call came in and He lost the hearing. We gotta take him out. Sammy's like, oh, okay, we gotta take him out. I got you. And he gets in back into the car and he tells him, sorry, bro. A call came in, and it's not good. And the guy told him, all right, I get that, but do me a favor, Sammy. And Sammy said, yeah, for you right now, bro, anything. What do you need? Like, he's about to kill him, and he's just like, yeah, whatever you need, I got you. What do you need? And the guy said, take my shoes off for me. He's like, take your shoes off for you? And he said, yeah. My wife, she knows the life. She knows, she's scared that I'm going to be mowed down in the street like a piece of garbage. I've always told her that I'll die at home with my shoes off. So, at least in my last moment, she'll know that I was thinking of her. That you take my shoes off, and they find me like that, and she'll know I was thinking of her whenever my time came and they took me out. Fucking crazy stories, man. So he tells the guy, no problem, man. No problem, bro. Take your shoes off for you. Like, I can do that. And they pull up to where the hit's gonna happen at, and Sammy's guys start reaching into the car and trying to pull out this dude. And he's fighting him and kicking back and everything like that. And Sammy says, hey, guys, fucking let him go. And they're confused. You know, they're Sammy's guys. They're just trying to get this guy out of the car to do the hit that they're supposed to do. And they're like, what the fuck, Sammy? And Sammy leans in and he's like, hey, John, you want to slide out yourself? And he's like, yeah, please. Thank you, Sammy. And the dude just slides out of the car, like, shuffles out of the car himself, hands still tied up and everything. And he gets out of the car, and Sammy tells him, all right, buddy, this is Ray. He's one of us. He's a friend. And he's going to be the one to take you out. So whenever they introduce people like, this is a friend, like, that means that this is a made guy. So Sammy's even introducing him to the people, being like, no, he's a friend. He's a made guy, too. He's going to be the one to take you out. And that was one of the things that the guy also asked, was that a made guy took him out. And Sammy said, of course. And Sammy told him, it'll be quick, it'll be painless, and just go ahead and walk out about 4 feet into those bushes, and it'll be over. And the dude looked at Sammy, said, good boy, and walked out into the bushes, hunched his head, and just like that, the guy was gone. One shot to the head and then three to the body after he was already dead. And they found him without his shoes on, just like Sammy promised him. And that's the type of stories that you hear on Sammy the Bull's Our Thing. And it's just fucking crazy stories like that. And I started listening to the podcast maybe a week ago, and I've blown through almost all three seasons that are on it. I've just been listening to it a lot. It's really interesting stuff. There's a story of Sammy being told to kill a 12 or 13 year old kid, and he tells them to fuck themselves and that he ain't doing it. He talks about different things whenever people would get a hit or he would have to take people out, that guy who he had just taken out, Sammy would pay the dude's rent for years, so that way his wife and kids wouldn't have to worry about anything. He was very, very, I don't know, a lot of people like to romanticize the mobsters, but I mean, a lot of them who had that code, it's pretty cool stuff to listen to and watch, you know? And, yeah, check out Sammy the Bull Gravano. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got, I've been listening to him on Spotify, but it's a really good podcast. I like it. Let's see. What else was I going to tell you guys? I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry. I'll have to skip through some of this stuff. I say that, but then I never do it. But yeah, check out the Paramount Plus editions of the South Park post-COVID. It's really good stuff. And then check out the Sammy the Bull R thing wherever you podcast at. Trying to load a video right now. Also, new thing I started researching and trying to figure out, because it seems like it's the future of futures, is the whole nifties or NFTs. But been looking into researching those, developing those. I have some available on OpenSea or some that I've minted and put on there. And check out Meta Simulation. I guess I'll have to put that into the description, that link. The Meta Simulation is a line of NFTs that I just got bored and started working on. And it was like the first set's a bunch of little gray alien dudes with VR headsets. And the second group is Buckshot, which is a bunch of deer with camouflage and guns behind them. They're just stupid little things that I was trying to do. Just bored or just trying to pass some time. But here's the best way for me to try and explain NFT. It's about a minute or so long video. Just listen real quick, okay?
In town for people to eat, but you are not seeing your true potential. With NFTs, you can give your customers unique digital goods on the blockchain. So much more than just food. How about the Applebee, huh? He's got a little hat and a mustache. And this is chicken fried steak. He ain't no normal chicken, he's wearing a bra. Lots of people eat Denny's and Applebee's, and lots of people know about NFTs. Right here in the middle, you know what this is? People who eat Denny's, Applebee's, and know about NFTs, that's your target audience, baby!
I'm so confused. We sell people these characters?
No, stupid. We get them to invest in them. Exclusive digital characters that they can have on their phones 24/7. It's the future. You can't just sell food to people. You lure your customers in with some good pancakes and french fries, and then you fuck them with some NFTs. That's what we're gonna do. And if you just believe in NFTs, then I believe in NFTs, and then they believe in NFTs, and we make all kinds of fucking money.
That's a pretty goddamn good idea.
That's Butters, or Vic Chaos, explaining the process of NFTs. Like I did in the last episode, I said South Park predicts the future. I believe that they had taken some acid or a psychedelic trip at one point in time, whenever someone else in the Illuminati, I'm not saying they're in the Illuminati, but I'm saying these guys probably did a few different psychedelic trips. One thing I think happens when you do a psychedelic trip, you go into this other dimensional field. Well, once you go into this other dimensional field, it's possible that anyone else doing the mushrooms at that time is also like within that realm or within that parallel thinking universe. So, I mean, they've predicted all types of shit. So, in 5 years, am I going to sit there and replay that clip and be like, everyone should have done NFTs? No, I'm telling you now. Butters said it would happen. You can trust Butters. Everyone knows it's Butters. But, yeah, NFTs. That's how it's explained on South Park, the post-COVID show. Check it out. Interesting stuff. And that's really all I got to say about that. I'm Dipshit Dal. This has been the Daily Dumbass, and oh, a little over 24 minutes, so we'll call this one good. It's good.